Magandang umaga po sa inyong lahat. Ito po si Shella Franklin at kasama ko ngayon si Binibining Angel Taddy. Magandang umaga sa iyo, Angel.
Magandang umaga, Cielo. Thanks for having me here.
Sinabi mo sa akin na nagtuturo ka ng Kali. Maaari mo bang ipaliwanag kung ano ang Kali?
Ah, yes. Ang tinuturo ko is Pikiti Tertia Kali or PTK. This came from the Philippines, originated sa Kalibo. Therefore, yung pangalan na Kali. It's a close quarter combat type of self-defense / combat system. And itong type ng combat arts is originated siya sa Philippines mismo, which is our own heritage and our own culture. The use of impact weapon, gumagamit tayo ng blade. We also use rattan sticks. And we also use open hand or no weapons as a form also when we are doing this kind of combat art.
Wow! Alam mo ba kung kailan at saan ito nagsimula sa Pilipinas? Kasi parang hindi yata siya ganun ka-popular, ano?
Yeah. Yung Kali kasi was kept hidden for quite a long time. When the Spaniards came sa Philippines, we were already practicing Kali. It was a hidden type of art because when the Spaniards came and they found out na deadly pala yung mga warriors natin sa Philippines. We date back to the time when Magellan was killed by Lapu-Lapu, which Lapu-Lapu was using Pikiti Tertia Kali. They realized na this is something that they cannot have in a sense na, well, they're colonizing our country. They need to have a form of control also with the population. So they decided na all forms of blades cannot be used by the locals because of this. So it was kept hidden for quite a very long time. So the one that introduced Kali to me came from Tohon Romel Tortal. He's from the Tortal family in Negros. Their family kept this art hidden for quite a long time. Passed on from generation to generation. It is a deadly combat art type of self-defense also. So they kind of made sure that it is kept hidden and within the family only. So when the Spaniards came, people who were practicing Kali, the Kali practitioners need to have a technique or a strategy to keep this art alive. Minus the blade. So therefore, because with Kali, we do a lot of footwork. Ergo, we have the tinikling, which is a kind of Kali technique. We do a lot of footwork with tinikling. This is also Kali. And we have a kind of dance na we use a coconut.
Yes, maglalatik.
Maglalatik. So that's a Kali form as well. So there are many different dances that they have used to keep this art hidden. And then the Tortal family, they migrated to the U.S., spread Kali there. That's why Philippines maybe does not know a lot about Kali. But the family has returned to the Philippines and decided to share their heritage to the Philippine community. So now we are hearing a lot more about Kali.
Sa palagay mo, may ibang estilo bang kagaya nito sa Pilipinas? Like for example, yung arnis tsaka eskrima, hawig ba yun or hindi?
Yes, so arnis and eskrima, may hawig siya. But with arnis and eskrima, there is an influence of Mexican or Spanish things and style of combat. Yung Kali mismo is very pure Filipino style of combat. It is quite unique to other kinds of self-defense in some ways all over the world because you use leverage. You actually use weapons to leverage. So kahit maliit tayo, we can leverage by the weapons that we use for this type of art.
Ngayon, yung mga tinuturuan mo dito sa Perth, karamihan ba babae or parehong babae at lalaki?
Yung mga tinuturuan ko dito sa Perth, it's very diverse group. All actually coming from different countries. Babae, lalaki. I haven't taught yung mga bata pa because I think for now we're staying with the adults, teaching them because this is about combat. We are looking at maybe teaching children this one, but we are going to implement a little bit more of child protective style for this.
Ngayon, kung i-open na ninyo yung, yung mga pambatang klase, mga ilang taon pwedeng mag-start sila mag-join?
Possibly, if i-open namin siya, it will be maybe around 11 years old and up.
Dun sa mga, may edad, may limit ba?
Oh, there is no limit. sa mga may edad. We're actually a member of the Kali World Federation, and there are many branches all over the world. So we've had our camp in Boracay last year, and we've met over 80 different members from all over the world. And one of them is from Florida, and he mentioned na his strongest students are actually the 80-year-old, two 80-year-old students that wow. learn Kali only for like 5 years, limang taon pa lang, but they're the strongest ones that they've got because they have the strategy, the mindset, and the passion to learn.
So, depende talaga sa individual, ano? Ngayon dito sa Perth, saan mo madalas gawin ng mga klase mo naman?
Okay, so with Perth, we usually hold yung mga klase namin outdoors just because Perth is so beautiful. We have so many parks here. It's very relaxing. So aside from the fact that this is combat arts, in some ways it also has a meditative element to it. When we are learning self-defense, there is concentration and switch off. So if you're learning with nature, it is quite a beautiful synergy and a combination of the combat and the art merged together.
Wow, napakagandang balita niyan, ano? Sa mga Pinoy na nakikinig dito sa Perth, pagkakataon na nating matuto ng Kali, hindi lang para matutong dumepensa sa sarili, kung hindi bilang ehersisyo na rin, ano? Pwede na rin natin yung gamitin. And meron kang Facebook page?
Yes, meron akong Facebook page. If they contact you, I will be able to share yung Facebook page namin. Everyone is welcome. We post videos there, photos. And we invite everyone who wants to know about this wonderful combat art to come and join us and give it a try. Pikiti Tersha Kali, WA, Western Australia.
So maraming salamat, Angel. Meron ko pang gustong idagdag?
Oh, maraming salamat, Cielo, for this opportunity to share about what we're doing. We are looking forward to meet a lot more yung mga Filipinos, kababayan natin dito. You're all very welcome to come and join. Meet new friends, mababait yung mga members, and learn our beautiful combat art.
Maraming salamat, Angel.